Taoiseach Simon Harris has been meeting the Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky in Kyiv. It comes as the government is promising €36 million in funding to support humanitarian organisations working in Ukraine. Mr Harris told reporters in Kyiv that Ireland would continue to support Ukraine.
I wanted to be here today to say very clearly that Ireland will always stand with Ukraine, that Europe will always stand with Ukraine, and that both Ireland and the European Union will stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. And Ireland will never allow the war on Ukraine, the brutal Russian aggression. We will never allow that fade into the background. We will never allow that become normalised. I'm very conscious in standing in this beautiful city, in this beautiful country, that this is a war of real pain, of real agony, and of real brutality. And the people of Ireland stand with you, Mr. President. We stand with the people of Ukraine, and we stand for the values of freedom and democracy. I'm also really pleased that we have signed the support and cooperation agreement.
That was the Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking at a press conference following his meeting with the Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky in Kyiv this morning. Liam Nolan is RTE's Eastern Europe reporter. He was at that press conference in Kyiv. We spoke to him a short time ago, and I began by asking him what else did the Taoiseach say about his talks with President Zelensky.
The talks in Kyiv this afternoon between the two leaders, between the Taoiseach and President Zelensky, Justin, they lasted about an hour. During that meeting, the Taoiseach announced a new €36 million aid package, which will be a humanitarian aid package that will be funded through Irish Aid. That will go towards reconstruction costs and other humanitarian projects. The Taoiseach said that support for Ukraine would remain strong. He also mentioned as well the attacks on Lviv early this morning, and signalled out that mentioned in particular that three children had been amongst the dead on those in those attacks.
And there was also a press conference after the meeting today. What emerged from that? What were they asked about?
Well, it's quite interesting. One Ukrainian journalist asked Taoiseach Simon Harris if after the war Ukrainians would be able to benefit from visa-free access to Ireland. The Taoiseach's response to that, Justin, was that he hoped that Ukraine would become a member of the European Union, and therefore that Ukrainians would have the same freedom of movement as Irish people have across Europe. There was also talk about the subject of long-range weapons came up during the conference. Mr. Zelensky said that it was up to countries that produce those weapons, so the likes of the US, France, Germany, it was up to them to allow Ukraine to use them. And he hinted that Ireland was not part of the equation. Whether Ireland was to support that or not, that was not a question for Ireland. It was a question for the countries that produced those long-range weapons.
The Taoiseach, Liam, also visited some of the locations around Kyiv which were damaged or destroyed by Russian shelling and met some of the people who were affected.
He did. That was his first stop this morning. The Taoiseach went to the town of Borianka, which is in the north of Kyiv Oblast. Borianka, people may remember from the early part of the war, it was occupied and heavily bombed by Russian forces in the first few weeks of the war. Many of the people who lived there died under the rubble. The Taoiseach visited there. He was shown around by a Kyiv regional governor. He was shown the damage. He was shown the damage firsthand, but he's also shown in the same site a creche which has been rebuilt. So there was a glimmer of positivity as part of that visit as well. Then we moved on to Hostomel. Hostomel was the scene of some fierce fighting the initial weeks of the war. There he visited a project. It's a UNHCR project that also has some funding through Irish Aid, which is funding the construction of 50 modular homes in the Kyiv Oblast region. There, the Taoiseach met an elderly couple, Mikolai and Natalia. Their house had been destroyed in those early weeks of the war, and right next to where the house was destroyed was their new modular home. And they were quite upset recounting to the Taoiseach how their home had been destroyed. But at the same time, right next to their house was this modular home that had been funded through Irish Aid and UNHCR funding.
And finally, Liam, the Taoiseach's visit, of course, happens as Russia intensifies its attacks on Ukraine. A missile strike yesterday killing 51 people. No doubt there was very tight security today around the visit. What did Simon Harris have to say about this intensification and about the attack yesterday?
Well, Simon Harris, he did mention in advance of his visit to Ukraine, offered his condolences to the families of those who were killed in the central city of Poltava yesterday.